You guys ready to start the show? Welcome, everybody, to Love It or Leave It. A senior White House advisor this week said that the White House is in beta mode. Well, guess what? Love It or Leave It is coming out of beta mode tonight. Let's start the show. I want applause, people.
Hello. Can't believe we got tonight too.
This is great.
This is great.
Hello.
I want to welcome our guest. Oh, Tommy. Cash. Tommy's got notes. We have Tommy Vitor.
Hi.
Former spokesman for the National Security Council, host of Pod Save the World, my co-host on a little show called Pod Save America. We have Darcy Carden.
Hi, guys.
She plays Janet on The Good Place, which is one of my favorite shows.
Cute. You're cute.
We have Danny Zucker, who is an executive producer and writer on a show called Modern Family.
Ever heard of it?
Thank you guys for being here. Let's get into it. What a week. We're going to call that the a week chime.
I thought that was the Monday bell.
It can be whatever you want it to be. Let's cool it on the bells, Jesse. I know you're excited. You know, we're running out of ways to introduce segments about Russia. We're out of puns. I don't want to see from Russia with anything again. And the story's getting so complicated. It's almost like a story within a story within a story, like some kind of nesting doll. There were two big developments this week. One was on Devin Nunes, the chair of the House Intel Committee. The other was about Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
That's where the bell should happen.
Yeah. So,
ding.
I continue to find it very difficult to get to the bottom of this Russia story, so I'm glad Tommy is here.
I got this.
Yeah.
So let's break this in half. Let's start with Devin Nunes. He's under a lot of fire this week because he doesn't seem smart enough for his job.
No.
Among other reasons. Can you just walk us through, it's like, what's happening?
Sure. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yay!
When we left our hero, Devin Nunes, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who is in charge of figuring out what the hell Russia's involvement was in hacking our election, interfering with it, whatever you want to call it, our affable but impossibly stupid friend was diving out of an Uber to go to the White House to gather some intelligence from a secret source that he said put him or herself at great personal risk to blow the whistle on this wrongdoing that showed that the Obama White House was collecting intelligence on the Trump transition team. This week, we learned that his sources work for fucking Donald Trump. And one of them worked for Devin Nunes on the Intel Committee. It was his lawyer. So what we've learned is no one has any confidence in Congressman Nunes. Not Republicans who wanted to recuse himself from the investigation, not Democrats, apparently not himself, because all he does is look sheepish in front of the camera.
He does have this sheepish little face. He doesn't have any confidence in himself.
He only gets pictures taken of him with his face in one position, which is sort of like...
Oh, perfect for a podcast, though.
No, I know. Thank you. I'm trying to... No, listen, I've been a successful podcaster for a really long time.
That's really great. That's great for you.
So
that's so good for you.
Even with my voice, I can convey a very subtle facial expression, so I'm going to do it right now. Okay. You guys ready?
That was good.
It worked!
Very good.
God damn it, he's good.
People get it.
He's not even a good liar. That's like the thing that drives me... Like, I have a friend who has three kids.
Say his name.
Tim. And the oldest kid is named Danny, not after me. Middle girl, Jamie, and our youngest kid, Tommy. Important to know.
We're going to cut this.
you're going to love this. Trust me. I have 5 Emmys. I know how to weave a tale. They're downstairs. They hear a crash of a door. Jamie is crying. Wow, what happened? So they run up the stairs, and they go, what happened? And Tommy says, she got her head caught in the door. And the oldest son, Danny, says... No, Tommy slammed the door on her. And they look at him and they say, Tommy? And Tommy's response is, I'm not Tommy.
Whoa.
And maybe you should cut that. But that's how he is. When they were walking down the hallway, and it's like, I didn't say that. It's all Nathan Thurm stuff. It's all...
Yeah, no, there's...
He lies like a toddler.
It's... it's one thing to be lied to by somebody kind of smart who's trusting that you're smart too.
Yes.
It's so insulting the way they lie to us.
Oh, I know.
It's like, who are you going to believe? Me or the thing I said yesterday?
Right.
I'm not Nunes.
You saved it.
I'm not Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes
doesn't work
That's
here.
That's not me.
So Devin Nunes, he runs to the White House. He gets this information. He then claims, I have this information. I'm not telling you where you got it from. He then gives a press conference saying, the information I got from the White House really reflects well on the White House.
Yes.
And then over the ensuing few days, all of it comes out. He looks terrible. Mm-hmm. He looks embarrassed.
Lied to reporters.
Just saying, oh, I talked to Devin Nunes. He lied to my face. I guess my question is, so I think it's pretty obvious that Devin Nunes is in over his head. What did Devin Nunes think was going to happen?
Everybody who gets in contact with Donald Trump is going down in flames in front of his eyes. I don't know what anyone would run to support this guy at 37% of the polls, and at this point in time where you have a national security advisor that made it less than a month.
Right. It's like the opposite of King Midas.
Right.
Everybody turns to shit.
Right. Yeah. What was Devin Nunes doing like a few months ago? Like, who is this guy?
I never heard of him before.
Really?
So he
just like a fame whore? Well, he's like, this is my chance.
He was trying on suits in Joseph A. Bank. and this guy that looked a lot like him died.
Wow.
And they came to him and they said, listen, did you see the movie Dave?
Dave.
We're doing that.
No,
I went to high school with Chris Christie. True story. Yeah.
Whoa, tell us everything.
He was like an older, his younger brother was my best friend in high school, Todd Christie.
Holy
shit. And Chris Christie was like an older brother to me and normal size.
Did you know this?
No, it's really true. I know. John from Podcasters, his mouth is wide open.
I'm a gape.
I know. So Chris would drive me around and was like, and my dad was not president. So Chris was kind of like my daddy. And then, and that's why I wrote comedy. But Chris, so I watched Chris sort of transform, not just physically, but because remember, Chris was the Republican we liked for a little while.
Right.
He hugged Obama and it was all that. And then he got in, forget about the bridge shit.
Right.
But then you watched him get behind. I was the last person apologizing for Chris Christie because I have a family connection.
Right.
I still love his brother. But then when he threw his support behind Trump and you just watched him wither, you just watched all of those memes.
Yeah.
And it's ruined him. He's like poison. It's like polonium.
You can't get near him without becoming like him.
Yeah.
And actually, the only person who can pull off being like Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
No, he's fantastic.
But you know why?
Why?
Because he's so good looking. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he doesn't have charisma. He's not the smartest, but he's fucking hot. You know what I mean? It's like blonde hair, tan skin, like round curves.
Big ass.
He's hot as hell, and you guys all know it, and that's why you're here.
I'd pee on that.
See, now you saved that.
I did. Yours was going better than my Tommy story. But it was funny.
I love that Tommy
story.
No,
it's great.
You brought it back to Russia with polonium, but did you do drugs with Chris Christie?
Oh,
no.
Please.
Chris, in fact, I'm going to give you how good a guy Chris was. So
come
Todd
on.
And I... Todd, his brother, and I would sneaking beers out of there's a Chinese restaurant in Livingston, New Jersey that you could be 13 and you could buy beer out the back. And so we're doing that and he caught us and avuncular Chris took us under. He goes, you guys are, you're good students. You don't want to throw your life away this way. He was this class president. He was legitimately, a decent guy.
Chris Christie really helped you.
He did help
me. We don't know where you would be but for Chris Christie.
Absolutely.
Chris Christie saved your life.
He absolutely did.
You were falling in with a bad crowd. You were making mistakes.
I need to show you my marrow. Hold on. This is Chris's.
So that's Devin Nunes. He's figuring things out as he goes. But there's another half to this story, which is the fact that Michael Flynn, former National Security Advisor, said that he would like immunity in exchange for his testimony. And his lawyer, not to put too fine a point on it, put a statement out saying, Michael Flynn, he's got quite a story to tell, which is a little desperate. So once again, Tommy, I just want to turn to you and can you just help us understand what's happening here?
Yes. So General Flynn, who was Trump's national security advisor for 23 days, less than a month, resigned in disgrace because he lied to the vice president about his contacts with the Russian ambassador.
I just want to pause and say that I got in a fight with a conservative commentator named Hugh Hewitt about this very issue. And while when I went on his show, I did not do a good job making my case because I was on his turf and, frankly, I was a little underprepared. I may have lost that battle, but I did win the war.
You did win the war.
Go on.
Apparently, General Flynn went to the committee and said, I want immunity to testify about contacts with Russians and the campaign and everything else. Now, any lawyer worth his or her salt would say, this is what you do. You get immunity. You cut a deal. But these investigations in Iran-Contra, some of the things Ali Noor said to the committees later screwed up DOJ's effort to prosecute him. So this time around, DOJ's not saying anything. The committee's sort of rejecting this outright and saying, we're not ready to discuss immunity. And, you know, it's a question of what he's seeking immunity for. What wrongdoing could there be?
Could it also be that they have enough dirt on him? Like, can they get them all? I mean, is that a possibility that, like, they want it? I mean, obviously, if they could get to the pig in chief, they would get to that, but...
Yeah, you go to the low level below to flip to get the chief.
Yeah.
We all saw The Sopranos. And that's where 100% of my understanding of this comes from.
Me too.
But it is fascinating not only that Flynn is seeking immunity, but that he's publicly seeking immunity, which could mean that he's screwed but isn't really quite sure how screwed Trump is and how much information he has. But the good news is Donald Trump had an opinion, actually, on what it means when somebody seeks immunity. And I think we might have a clip.
His lawyer says Mike Flynn's discussing answering questions from the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in return for getting immunity from unfair prosecution.
The president just tweeted about this very thing. He said, I'll read it to you, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt.
When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
And if you're not guilty of a crime, what do you need immunity for, right?
Oh my God, he's so hot, right?
So I guess my question would be, it looks bad. We all kind of want it to be bad. But... the reason Donald Trump was saying this is that they were in a campaign against Hillary Clinton. Several members of Hillary Clinton's campaign and former staff either pleaded the Fifth or sought immunity before they testified. That didn't result in any charges. It did result in a great letter from James Comey, which unleashed a national nightmare we're currently living through while he was investigating Donald Trump at that time, which he did not tell us about. Again, very cool. Thanks a lot. By the way, I want to say that I personally appreciated James Comey's remarks today on the importance of remaining nonpartisan at the FBI. It really just means a lot to hear that coming from him, given that he fucked us. Where was I? So I guess the question is, we want this to mean that the kind of, you know, we're circling Donald Trump, we're circling some kind of evidence, but the truth is we just genuinely don't know, right? We don't know how bad this is for Donald Trump.
Yeah, we don't know. And most of the time in investigations like this, what gets you is not some giant cover-up of a grand conspiracy, it's the fact that you lied about it.
Yeah. But they fired him. I mean, that's the thing that gives me hope that this is going to end in, I'm sorry to dwell on it, in a P-tape. Because that's going to be the satisfying thing. Yeah. Because
that's your golden idol. That's your
that would be my Oscar, which I don't have. No, but the excuse they gave for firing him, that he lied to the vice president, that just doesn't in this with this crew of people. I don't know.
Donald Trump lies to the vice president every single day.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, and Mike Pence is lying to himself, I think. Catch my drift.
I did.
I caught it.
You
I
know
do.
What I'm saying.
I've been told I'm supposed to frown upon that.
No, my gay daughter tells me I can't call Mike Pence gay.
Why does she say that?
She says it's like, because that's like the thing they say, like, you know, closeted gay people are dangerous. And it, like, so it trickles down. That's so, she got really militant on me. But fuck her. But fuck her. She is a straight twin. So.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I'm Modern lucky. Family Week.
I'm just I'm kidding. Both the twins are gay.
I hate them both.
Let's move on to climate change, which is very in right now. Mm. Okay, so I wanted to start this conversation because I've got a little bee in my bonnet.
You're so cute.
On December 1st, 2016, Politico ran a story called Ivanka Trump Climate Czar. Ugh. that she would use her platform as the ostensible First Lady of the United States to make this one of her signature issues. And at the time, I said, I believe this is bullshit, and now it is time to settle accounts. It was bullshit. The Department of Energy under Rick Perry, who is a stupid person you might have heard of, had the word climate change banned at the Office of Climate Change, which sucks because now nobody can find it. and then the Department of Energy actually denied that they banned it, but didn't deny that they strongly discouraged the use of the phrase. So they can't talk about climate change at the Climate Change Office. More importantly, Donald Trump signed an executive order rolling back Obama-era rules about the climate. And I just wanted to run through a couple of what those rules were because, you know, we inform, we entertain, and we inspire action here at Crooked Media. Brad Plummer at Vox, who did not pay for this, but from whom I did steal all of this information, wrote a very good summary of what this does. And I just want to quickly run through it. It rolls back the Clean Power Plant, which was supposed to cut emissions to 32%. It revises the carbon standards for coal plants to make it easier to build them, even though economic forces are the reason we're not using coal. Cheap natural gas, cheaper renewables. But they want to blame the government, and so they're going to make it easier to build coal plants. Not clear that will have any impact, except making it easier to build coal plants. They're going to revise regulations on methane from oil and gas drilling, which is very dangerous and a gift to polluters. They're going to, and this is an important one, they're going to lower the social cost of carbon. And what that means is, how many of you guys know what that is? Anybody? I got one in the front. You're studying. You're doing great. What that means is when we make regulations, we try to account for what those regulations will do. And the Obama administration said carbon dioxide causes floods. It causes wildfires. It causes real problems. And those have a cost, and we all pay them together. And the Obama administration said, if you want to put out carbon pollution, we should account for that when we're making regulations. And the Trump administration said, no, thank you. You're all fucked. And finally, they're going to lift a moratorium on coal leasing of federal lands, which is just terrific. Here's the thing. Gallup poll. 66% of Democrats say climate change is a big deal to them, but only 18% of Republicans say the same. You know, this issue has gotten more partisan. People who believe climate change is a threat has actually gone down. That's terrifying. And I guess my question, I wanted to put it to Danny and Darcy, which is, how do we make people care about this? How do we change the way we talk about it to make this feel more real for people?
We had rehearsed this, so you start.
Yeah.
It's about messaging, yes, and getting it out there.
And to the normal people, how do we...
Yeah.
I mean...
This is the fact that I bring up a lot with people. I have relatives who are, and this is not an exaggeration, not smart on this, because they've been listening to Fox News. And, you know, that you have to just remember, like, there's the whole portion of that country who's been fed that this isn't real. But the fact I always tell them at dinner parties when I'm, like, when they say, pass the salt, and I say, you voted for Trump, who called me an asshole, you fucking bitch. I didn't say that. But I say, like, in the entire civilized world, there's only one group of people who believe it's a hoax, and it's American Republican Party. That's it. Like, the conservatives in Germany, in France, the conservative parties in Australia, they all accept it. Like, I don't know. I guess it's, I don't know, maybe this is just the mean person in me, but I think we have to marginalize those people. I think you have to make this feel like it's flat earth and it's stupid, and call it out, and not, and I think CNN and MSNBC and all of legitimate news things, you can't put on that panel a guy who says climate change is real and then put another person on there who says it's not real, because that doesn't make sense. There's no equity in that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
my feeling.
My husband and I, we say turn to dust, which is not helpful at all. But no. How do you convince somebody that is convinced?
You know, China has taken over solar. I mean, right. we could be. Obama tried to do this for. Let me explain what Obama tried to do to you guys.
We barely.
But I watched him try to do this over 8 years, where it's like, let's make these green energy jobs, and he was fought at every. At every turn.
You guys, do you remember Obama?
Oh my God.
Trump. It actually hurts my heart.
It is so crazy how different the president is now.
How is it? I keep thinking about, like, in 50 years when our kids, grandkids, they'll be like, wait, Trump came after Obama? Like, right after, there's no way.
Right, it feels like it was 100 years before.
That's one of those
things. It's like a friend overcorrecting on a relationship, so she's with a really button-down guy. And then the next thing, she's with a DJ. You know, it's like, that's what America does.
Trump is our DJ president. Yeah.
He's our dumb DJ.
There was a really...
But he only plays Three Doors Down.
Thank you.
There's no bowing in podcasts.
She's in UCB, so she said that was really good. So
I was
it makes
like,
me
get
really
off
happy.
The stage now. That's as good as you can get.
Our final topic this week is, to me, the most enjoyable topic, which is what happens when a gang that doesn't shoot straight gets into a circular firing squad? So two things happened in just the past day or two. Trump, in a tweet, attacked both the Freedom Caucus and Democrats, saying he's going to run against both of them in 2018. Bob Corker, a senator from Tennessee, attacked Paul Ryan for saying that Democrats shouldn't work with Republicans. It's very exciting. all the recriminations in the aftermath of this failed healthcare bill. Donald Trump is lashing out. That is his style. I guess the question I have is, will they ever pass anything ever again?
Ever again. You know, I tweeted at Rich Lowry, who is a conservative, and I wondered, the only thing keeping Trump's approval ratings up is the fact that every Republican likes him. If he starts really going at these Freedom Caucus guys, will that not hurt him in the long run? His response was, if it was a real effort to fight this battle, maybe it will hurt him. But I don't know what he's going to pass.
I just want to say that I applaud you for having a colloquy that's dignified and not acrimonious with someone with whom you disagree.
Every good story starts with, I tweeted at. Donald Trump gets graded on a curve at every step along the way. You know who's a pain in the ass? Liberals. And you know who fucking whipped them into line? Nancy Pelosi. So get it together, Paul Ryan. Get it together, Donald Trump, and pass something.
Can you imagine Paul Ryan getting it together?
No.
No.
You know, even Paul Ryan had to admit this week. You know, he has spent 8 years in the stands, like calling balls and strikes and saying, here's what I would do. Oh, I'm so smart. Yeah. Here's my crazy budget. And the numbers don't add up, but they don't have to. Because I'm Paul Ryan, and I get good press. And then he gets called to the big game the first time, and he picks up the ball, and he's like, I'm going to throw such a strike. People are going to be like, that's awesome. And then he throws the ball, and he hits an old woman in the stands. And she died. That woman died.
Of all of us.
In front of
us. We saw
everyone.
Her die.
And then all the people that said he was the best pitcher in the world were like, let's give him another ball. Let's see what he does next time.
That was your first successful sports metaphor. Can we get a round of applause?
Love it.
That was really good.
Love it.
I love it.
And that's
love
what it. A week.
Wow.
When we come back, a little segment we're calling, okay, stop.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we're back. Now for a segment we're calling Okay Stop or Okay Stop. In this segment, we're going to watch a clip from the news and we're going to stop it when we want because it's enraging and we're going to break it down. It was previously called Play by Play, but people thought that that was not a good name. And we're in beta. We're working out the kinks. This is Okay Stop.
Okay Stop. Do you remember when Donald Trump asked her at a press conference to set up a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus for him? Because she was the only black person he'd met that day.
And I want to pause and say, this is April Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, right. This is a podcast.
From the American Urban Radio Network.
And she's talking to Sean Spicer in the briefing room.
I also just, while we're stopped, I don't think enough has been said. It's not the most important thing, and it's not particularly political. But Sean Spicer has an incredibly deep philtrum. Like, there's a shadow under it. You know,
what's a philtrum?
Philtrum?
Do you know what a philtrum is?
No.
Okay, Danny's pointing to under his nose.
Under your nose.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, it's like a butt. I'm just saying, that's all.
Here's the problem. First of all, never noticed that. Second of all, now we'll always notice that.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's roll the clip. It's April Ryan in the White House briefing room talking to Sean Spicer.
Other things going on. You've got Russian. You've got wiretapping. You've got...
No, we don't have that. You I know.
On Capitol Hill.
No, I get it, but you keep... I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever.
Okay, stop. There is nothing worse than being condescended to by your intellectual inferior. I just want to say that. There is absolutely, when my daughter would be like, I'd be explaining why, you know, you can't run into the street, and she'd be like, Dad, like, no, you don't get to condescend to me. You were shitting yourself a year ago.
So. Yeah, look at her face.
Look, Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's okay, Russian
stop. Okay, stop.
He prepared that joke.
It was written ahead of time for sure, not by him. Somebody else wrote it, and he read it, and he was like, that's the one.
It was, he was so proud of it.
Yeah.
He brought it out way too early.
Yeah.
He was super hungry to deliver his Russian salad dressing line.
But also, by the way, why salad? Let's use as few words as possible. We know this from Twitter comedy. You could just say Russian dressing. There's so much wrong with the joke.
Yeah, because you never have seen Trump eat a salad in his fucking life.
It's also the worst dressing.
You guys, I think Russian dressing is like more... see-through.
I just hate when Republicans make jokes. Like
I hate when we make jokes.
I do too, but that fuck... Have you been following Mike Huckabee? Okay, sorry, but the Mike Huckabee feed is now... It's really
and
bad.
And is that him or is that someone writing? I mean, it's so
I think
gross.
It might be one of his sons. I think it might be one of his unemployable sons.
I totally know which son.
But every single person... No, that's... I appreciate your agenda here, but the reality is... Oh, no, hold on.
Okay, stop. No, it's... He is more Melissa McCarthy in this clip than Melissa McCarthy is. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I think that Melissa McCarthy has gotten in his head. And now he's like, it's kind of like, don't think of a blue car.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Ollie's up there and he's just like, just don't be like that woman who dresses like me in the show. And don't get all mad. And then he's mad.
All
it's happening.
Sudden, yeah.
At one point, report the facts. The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so I'm sorry.
Stop. I really like that moment because he doesn't say what the conclusion is because none of that is true.
Not one word.
He doesn't like come to the same conclusion. This is very serious and we need to get to the bottom of it because there may have been collusion. Like that's the only thing that you could say after that.
You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but understand this, that at some point, the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on this situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat...
Okay, stop. Do you think that he ever had lips? At one point? Like maybe when he was younger?
He looks like he's been outside for hours.
I'm an appointee career. Have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer with respect to whether or not there was collusion.
Okay, stop.
We didn't even say it, and he knew.
Yeah. You knew it was time to stop. Yeah. None of what Sean is saying is true, right? And it's just so incredible to be so self-righteous when you're not telling the truth. It's like saying, how could you be mad at me for being late? My car broke down. I've been sick for a week. My dog died. My aunt died. And you're going to come at me for being late to school?
Do you guys think that he believes everything? I mean, like, has he convinced himself, or does he like go off stage and like throw up, or what happens?
I think when you tell yourself a lie that long, you internalize it and you start to believe it.
That's kind of all of them.
Like,
right?
I've worked on shitty shows, and in order to get through a shitty show, you can't think it's a shitty show because you still got to be there till midnight writing jokes for a shitty show,
right.
And you just got to convince yourself it's good. And I always wonder with these guys, does he know he's like on like the worst possible show?
I was going to name three
shows.
Don't
do it.
I'm not naming any shows.
Well, you can. I still have a career.
Love it or leave it. Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I thought 600 Pound was kind of funny. But whatever. You know, no accounting for taste. It's a cult classic. I mean, the only difference, look, cult classics are beloved by critics but don't find an audience. The only difference between 1600 Pen and a cult classic is the critics didn't like it. That's a point I'll make over and over.
And I'll just say this for the podcast listeners. John is crying a lot right now. There's tears streaming down his face.
One of the first things, for some reason, I actually never did this in a vain way, but what would come up when you would Google me was that I worked on Stacked with Pamela Anderson. So I know, you know, 1600 Pen was a great show. My show, I've
compared to Stacked.
No, compared to a lot of shows. I thought it was good.
That's the end of the video.
Great. No, that was.
And that's a segment we're calling Okay,
there
Stop.
Yay. Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
And now for a segment we're calling, there's like just so much going on. Okay. There's an issue that hasn't been getting a lot of attention because, as always, we're dealing with a world historic investigation into the president plus a bunch of crazy shit going on in Congress. So I wanted to know how many of you guys know about this issue, which is the fact that the Congress is voting to make it harder for people to save for retirement. Does anyone here know about that?
You emailed me a link.
Yeah, I only know because you told me.
Me too.
Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. All right, so let's talk about it really quick. Okay. So here's the deal. Obama wrote a rule, and the rule said states and cities can create retirement programs for people whose companies don't have retirement programs. Already, 12 million people are saving for retirement using those programs. The Senate voted this week by 50-49, okay, only passed by one vote, to undo those rules for cities. This is really important. And the reason it's important is that the only people who want to see this rule reversed are the financial industry, the Chamber of Commerce. Employers like it because it's a cheaper way to let their employees save for retirement. Employees like it because everybody needs to save for retirement. Cities that have been considered doing this, like big cities have considered doing this, like New York City. And if this rule is undone, cities and states won't know if they're allowed because the law is complicated. We don't have to get into it. But basically, this is going to make it much harder for people to save for retirement. Here's why this is important and why I'm bringing this up. They've already voted to undo this for cities. Next week, they may vote in the Senate to make the same rule change for states. And if that happens, the five states that have already done this, plus the dozens of other states that are already considering it, might not be able to let tens of millions of people use this program to save for retirement. And it's really important. It's going to be a super close vote. And there are several senators who you should contact. How many people here have been contacting senators and congressmen for the first time in their lives?
It's me.
How many people are being honest?
Yay, everybody. Well,
I feel very good about that.
Yeah,
I feel very good
does
about
it.
That. So I wanted to run through this. So here are the senators that people need to call. They are Bob Corker of Tennessee, Steve Daines of Montana, Dean Heller of Nevada, John Nevada.
Either. I mean, we knew.
Not Nevada. I'm not some coastal elite who says Nevada. I'm a down-home Johnny Lunch Pail, and I say Nevada. Also, John McCain and Jeff Flake of Arizona. This is something that people can actually stop. It really is unclear whether it's going to pass. And when people, you know, look, people are talking constantly about, like, Donald Trump's tweets are a distraction from blah, blah, blah. This is actually one of those things. This is genuinely a distraction. Republicans would love to pass this as a gift to the Chamber of Commerce and the financial service industry, who are really against this. And we can actually stop it because hundreds of people could call in the next few days and actually change some votes, because this is one of those small issues that a committed group of people speaking out about can make a difference. So I want to encourage everybody listening and everybody here to make a call.
Let's do it.
How do you
if you're
feel
clapping,
that
means you're going to do it.
I love it.
Yeah, I nice. Love it.
I love it.
We're all going to call.
Love it.
Will you link it on the podcast?
We're going to link it. Okay. I'm going to tweet a link.
Link below, guys.
Oh, yeah, tweet a link. Go.
So everybody get involved. We can stop this bill. And that's, there's so much going on. when we come back, a new segment we're calling Too Stupid to Be True. But first, a word from our president, Donald Trump.
I want to thank your entire leadership team, including your national president, Chuck Canterbury. It's always live for me. You know, unfortunately, other guys make a speech, nobody cares. With me, everything's live. One mistake, and it's no good, but we just can't make mistakes, right? So we don't make mistakes. Go ahead, Ken.
Chuck Canterbury, the national president.
Terrific.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now for a segment we're calling Too Stupid to Be True. Let me tell you about this segment. We have found one clip of a pundit saying something absurd. We have also written two things that are too stupid to be true. Each of our guests today will read one to us, and then it will be up to an audience member, one of you lucky audience members, to decide. And then we will play the clip, and you will find out if you were right or wrong. Do we have a mic in the house?
Hey, Lauren.
Who wants to do this? Raise a hand.
My God.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing this.
Yay!
Yay! Can you stand up?
Sure.
Can you guys applaud for Lauren? So I've learned now that your name is Lauren.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
What is that? Is that an accent?
No. I'm from Los Angeles. Is that an accent?
Did anybody else hear British for 1 second?
No, man.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I don't hear accents. Everybody's people.
Lauren, what brings you here? Where are you from?
From Los Angeles.
That's going to sound seamless. So Tommy, Darcy, and Danny are going to read to you a quote that may or may not be something a pundit said this week. It will be up to you to decide which one you think is true. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tommy.
In defending Flynn after hearing that he once said seeking immunity was the same as admitting guilt, quote, maybe he didn't understand how immunity worked at this point.
Oh,
well, that seems stupid.
It's very stupid. It's very stupid.
A stupid thing to say.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty stupid. But I'm not ready to make my choice yet.
Okay. Darcy, you're up.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
All right. On whether it's important to investigate whether there is collusion between Russia and the White House. If we're going to start going down this road, is Adam Schiff colluding with Nancy Pelosi? They're putting out statements on the same day, on the same subject.
Oh, man, that's...
So, equating talking to a member of Congress who is allowed to know everything that you know versus... colluding with the White House on the investigation you're doing of them of the White House. It's pretty stupid.
Also quite stupid.
Thanks, Lauren.
Danny, you're up.
In response to anger over Bill O'Reilly's racist comments about Representative Maxine Waters, quote, what I don't like is the left always runs and clutches, oh, I'm a woman, don't say anything bad about me. It seems it's always that card that is played. But it is okay to call the President of the United States orange and redhead. End quote.
So equating sexism and racism to skin tone and hair color.
That is 100% true.
So you think that Danny's is true? You think that is true?
I think that was probably said.
That's your vote. Audience, which would you agree?
No.
Oh, wow.
Guys.
Thank you.
Guys, okay. Here's the best part. It's a trick question.
A trick?
They're all true.
Oh, my God! No way! Everybody has Wait, to drink.
I never thought this was true. I heard that. I heard hers. I did not.
Yeah. You all heard one of them, and you thought that must be the
right.
True one. But guess what? You're not paying enough attention. They're all fucking true. Let's roll the clip.
I got to see these. Oh, this guy.
The question that if we're going to start going down this road, is Adam Schiff colluding with Nancy Pelosi? They're putting out statements on the same day, on the same subject.
But Jeffrey, that committee is not investigating Nancy Pelosi. They are investigating people who were associated
with
the Trump campaign.
What I don't like is the left always runs and clutches, oh, I'm a woman, don't say anything bad about me, or I'm belong to a certain race. It seems like it's always that card that's played, but it's okay to call the president of the United States orange and redhead.
Michael Flynn also said about Clinton associates, if you gotta ask for immunity, chances are you did something wrong and you're guilty. Now he's in this boat.
Maybe he didn't understand how immunity worked at that point.
For everybody listening at home, you should go find this clip of Kayleigh McEnany on CNN because the other panelist rolls her eyes. She rolls her eyes so hard that I do believe she passed away. I want you guys to know.
The same name?
I'm also tired of all these people calling Trump redhead.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
It's so annoying.
It's more of an hombre. You guys know what I'm talking about.
That was good.
Yeah, that's a gay thing that I know.
I know gay things.
I want you guys to know. Great. I want you guys to know that we're going to do this segment again, and one of them will be true and two of them will be made up because we will not lie to you again. So you're lucky. You got to be here for the one time we did it this way. Because I got to say, this feels like a permanent segment.
Yeah,
we're going to do this every week.
That's
this
is
great.
A good one. Thank you. Up is triangle.
And that's a segment we're calling Too Stupid to Be True. And when we come back, the rant wheel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
John reads the ads. John, you have anything to add? No, I'm enjoying the breaks. I think the breaks add a live feeling that makes it worth coming.
Yeah.
And they'll tell their friends, it's cool, there's stuff that happens that you won't hear.
You won't hear.
Much like the real show, the commercials are better than the conversation.
Tommy, that's not the vibe. And you will not be back.
Oh, no. Wow,
love it.
Love
it or leave it.
Love it.
Is my show. My rules. And we're back. Now for a segment we call the Rant Wheel. The Rant Wheel has several topics from politics and culture in the news. One note we got was, explain the Rant Wheel. We're listening. It's in audio format. Here are the topics we have. We have resist, enlist, persist, enlist. I misread it. It's a Hillary Clinton quote. It's stupid. We have, you know what, you guys? One non-Republican criticism, no laughter. You're a bunch of hacks. Jared Kushner, S-Town, the new podcast that's competing with Crooked Media, Big Little Lies, again S-Town, The Final Four, Pence's rules about his marriage, and again S-Town. I just wanted to know that we might land on S-Town. So we're going to spin the wheel, and wherever it lands, we're going to rant about it. It's
Woo!
That simple. Jesse, let's roll the wheel. It has landed on Jared Kushner.
The Kush.
This fucking guy. Your dad spends $2 million and it gets you into Harvard. You meet Ivanka Trump and you get married. You buy The Observer with the money you inherited. You start a real estate company and doesn't do that well with the money that you inherited. Donald Trump, your father-in-law, says, come work at the White House. I think I'd say yes to that. I think that's something that I'd say yes to. That's a cool opportunity, right? You get to work at the White House. But then Donald Trump pulls you aside and he says, I'd like you to be in charge of Middle East peace, reorganizing the government, criminal justice reform. I want you to do all three. And you say to him, Yes. Why don't you say to him, I should not do this, Dad. Can I call you Dad? Is that where we're at? Because I'm not qualified. Because I'm a guy that bought a building on Fifth Avenue and couldn't make it work. I'm a mild-mannered, handsome person. That's why I'm here. There are a lot of mild-mannered, handsome people who should not be in charge of the government. Any additions? I fucking can't stand it. It's unbelievable. Like...
Rant.
Go with this.
And every picture of Jared Kushner, he looks like he feels bad. Yes. You see him, he looks like he's like, I know I shouldn't be here. It's so important. Criminal justice reform is so important. And we have a guy who doesn't know anything about it in charge. Donald Trump said, if there's one person we should put in charge of Middle East peace, it's Jared Kushner. And as far as I can tell, the only qualification is that Donald Trump remembers that Jared Kushner is Jewish. And I have to tell you, like, I'm Jewish. I think Danny's Jewish.
I resent that, but yes, it's true.
And we should not be in charge of Middle East peace.
Oh, God, no.
And honestly, Tommy looks like a boat shoe became a person. He's the waspiest thing I've ever seen. They based many of the characters in Sound of Music on his face. And I would trust him with this issue long before I trusted me with it.
Thank you.
So, and that's that. That's Jared Kushner.
Love it.
Good one.
Wow. Love it. Love it.
Let's roll it again.
That was a tour de force, man.
It started off as slam poetry. That was really good. Yay.
You guys want me to take this one?
Yeah, please. Just let him go, man.
Yeah. Okay. Rant.
Why are there so many conservatives who believe that if they get dinner with a person of the opposite sex, that person will not be able to not have sex with them? So I don't know if you guys follow this. So Mike Pence had this rule which says, A, I don't drink alcohol outside of the presence of my wife, and I won't eat dinner with a woman who is not my wife one-on-one. And there's a whole group of people who are like, I don't see what's wrong with that. Because there's a whole group of people who forgot that women can have jobs now. And you know what? And then there was there's like the whole conservative people were like, this is the problem with those liberals. They don't respect the institution of marriage. If I take my marriage seriously and I don't get drunk with somebody of the opposite sex, they're going to criticize me for being some kind of a prude. If women and men cannot get dinner together by themselves because they're going to fuck 100% of the time, women aren't going to be able to get like jobs and stuff. Like Danny.
Well, I'm living proof that this doesn't happen. I actively try to make this happen. I was going to throw out some dinner invites tonight, but I'm going to come up dry.
But so, like, I feel like comedy, Darcy, Danny, you're both in comedy.
Yeah.
Darcy more so.
Oh, thank you so much.
Damn it.
That's the dynamic Five we're Emmys. Going for.
I love
it's a
this.
Kind of a hostile
no.
thing, but it's no. like backstage yeah. we are friends.
Zuke it or Luke. No.
But... comedy is traditionally dominated by men and men who hire their friends.
Right.
Yes.
And if men, that's it. It's just really frustrating.
It's sad. It's like, it's a sad thing to think about because what it means is that he doesn't consider women equal. I mean, we already knew that, right? 100% because of everything that he's done up till now. But it just means that he, the thought of going to dinner with a woman, the only possibility is that he couldn't, control his boner, his huge boner?
That's what I'm saying. Nor could she control herself around said boner.
Which I love even more, that she would just throw herself at him. It's just, it's so sad. It's so old-fashioned. It makes me, bummed. It makes me truly, truly bummed that's still kind of a way that not just he would think, but so many people that were sticking up for him.
I get an alcoholic not going to a bar. Right. But what dark forces live right. inside you that you can't sit down with a woman? Fuck that, man.
Yeah,
and I think we understand his career as a result.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Let's roll the wheel again.
Woo!
That was good.
We all want S-Town.
Make a little line.
Okay.
Get him. It was S-Town.
Who do these serial people think they are? Okay, so I have a couple comments. First of all, I'm going to listen to the whole thing. Second, I specifically want to talk about this new habit that all these kind of cool media people... I'm wiggling. Oh, we don't release it one week at a time. We release it all at once so you can enjoy it on your timetable, so you can binge it, right? Netflix is like, Orange is the New Black. You can watch it all at once. Like, that's some great fucking thing. You know what? I watched an entire season of Orange is the New Black. I watched it really quickly because it's so good. Do you know what I remember it being about? A woman in jail. I retained nothing else. And now S-Town is dominating the iTunes charts. It has pushed Love It or Leave It into the doldrums. You go to the top episodes and it's like, number one, episode one, S-Town. Number two, episode two, S-Town. And you have to go so far down till you find Pod Save America, reminder, a juggernaut. To find Pod Save the World, also a juggernaut. To find With Friends Like These, another hit from your friends at Crooked Media. And most importantly, not to bring it up again, but a show called Love It or Leave It.
A juggernaut?
So fuck you, S-Town. Fuck you for deciding to come out the week that I do this fun, small thing. And I don't... They spent like 6 months working on it. We threw this shit together.
Hard to believe.
And I'm peeking at number two on the iTunes chart, and it's just infuriating.
He's crying again. I know listeners at home...
They can't see it, but I am crying again.
Tears of blood coming Let's out roll. Of his eyes.
It's you know like what? I'm done. I'm sad
yeah,
about it.
He ranted.
That's the rant wheel.
Woo!
But don't forget to listen to S-Town.
It's probably fantastic.
I haven't.
I mean, we're all going to listen to S-Town. Fuck.
Aww.
I hate to see him like this.
Next week on Love It or Leave It, we talk to Jared Kushner about his efforts to personally rewrite NAFTA after he finds out what's in it. Thank you guys for coming.
Yay! Love it or leave it.
I need the song, Jesse. There it is. Thank you guys so much for coming to episode 2 of Love It or Leave It. We all had a great time. All right, good night, guys. Oh, well, let me thank my guests. I have to thank my guests, Tommy Vitor, Darcy Carden, Danny Zucker. What a night. All right, bye, guys.